In our lives, the quest for meaningful connections, those we can trust, love, and share generosity with, is a journey that shapes our very existence. My reflections today are rooted in a simple yet profound realization. The essence of living is not just in receiving, but in giving. This understanding has changed my life perspective and is influenced by the principles of life in 180. It's about embracing the energy of giving and being open to the return flow of love and appreciation from the universe and the people within it. The path to discovering this truth wasn't laid out in a straightforward manual. It was carved through experiences, introspections, and a deep dive into where my feelings originate from. I've learned that focusing on giving, pouring love, attention, and energy into the world without immediate expectations, creates a cycle of positive energy that eventually comes back, magnified. This cycle is not just a hopeful theory, but a lived reality that has reshaped my understanding of relationships and self-worth. Fear, a familiar companion on this journey, often whispered doubts about the scarcity of love and the risks of giving too much. Yet, the more I lean into the act of giving, the clearer it becomes that fear is merely a shadow and that it's dispelled by the light of action and generosity. By choosing to give, to take action, and to move with purpose, I've seen the warmth of genuine connections return to me, reflecting the energy I've put out into the world. This realization brought with it a powerful shift. I stopped asking why. This question often led me in circles. With it, I was seeking validation and answers from external sources, asking how can I contribute? How can I give more of myself? These questions propelled me forward, transforming my outlook from one of seeking to one of contributing. They reminded me that in the act of giving, we open ourselves to receiving, not as a direct transaction, but as a natural flow of exchange. Navigating my feelings became an essential part of this journey, recognizing which emotions stemmed from fear or a need for attention and addressing them allowed me to release them. In their place, I sit with feelings that ground and center me. These feelings guide my decisions, not by fleeting desires, but by a deep-seated drive for peace and harmony. The peace I speak of is not just an absence of conflict, but a profound sense of joy and contentment that resonates from within. It's a state of being that comes from understanding and living the principle of giving without the immediate expectation of receiving. It's about finding joy in the act of giving itself, in contributing to someone else's happiness, and in knowing that such actions ripple outward. This strengthens my connections with others. As I continue on this journey, I embrace the responsibility and openness that come with asking how. I've learned that creating a life filled with trust, love, and appreciation starts with me, with the energy I choose to put out into the world and the openness to receive the abundance that comes back. This journey is a testament to the transformative power of giving, a reminder that in every moment, we have the choice to contribute to the world around us in meaningful ways. And as we do, we find that what we give not only enriches the lives of others, but comes back to us, filling our lives with the very essence of what we seek: trust, love, and deep, genuine connections. So, here's to the journey of giving, to embracing the cycle of love and appreciation, and to discovering the peace and joy that come from living a life aligned with these principles. May we all find our path to giving more and loving deeply. In doing this, we will also receive the abundance of connections that life has to offer. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. This is Life, and this is Keith at Life in 180. This is my time. I'm on the rise.